Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran says it will ban all citizens from the U.S. from entering the Islamic Republic in response to President Trump's executive order limiting immigration from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, numerous people have been detained at airports within the U.S. and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we were totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to let Muslims know that they are welcome in the U.S. Anya Zant has been among those protesters at New York's JFK airport.
I feel like our president is pandering to the mob, and I don't want any part of it, and I'm ashamed to be an American today. And I want to tell immigrants that they're welcome here.
Meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Mr. Trump took office January 20th. The Kremlin said the two leaders had a positive discussion. Mr. Trump also spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He spoke as well with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande, and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. This is VOA News. Syrian media and key monitoring groups saying government forces outside of Damascus have regained control of a fresh water spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The government advance sets the stage for an end to a nearly 6-week standoff at the supply village northwest of Damascus that began with a December 22nd explosion at a key processing plant. The blast sent diesel fuel spewing into the Barada River, contaminating supplies and creating severe water shortages that upended daily life for most of the capital's 5.5 million residents. 4 of the 5 Pakistani rights campaigners and bloggers who mysteriously disappeared from several cities earlier this month have returned home. Police, relatives, and sources confirm the noted rights defender Salman Haider rejoined his family. Haider, a progressive poet and university lecturer, was on his way home late on January the 6th when unknown gunmen intercepted his car just outside the national capital of Islamabad and took him away. 3 other missing activists have also been freed and have rejoined their families. The United Nations designated Friday as World Holocaust Remembrance Day, and activities have continued through the weekend. As the world commemorates the victims of the Holocaust, the United Nations warns of another Holocaust. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
UN officials are urging nations to be vigilant and to take preventive action against a troubling rise in anti-Semitism, extremism, xenophobia, racism, and anti-Muslim hatred. Rupert Colville is spokesman for the High Commissioner for Human Rights. He tells VOA there's been a worrying upsurge in hate-filled and divisive statements in Europe and the United States in the last few years.
It's always a worrying phenomenon, and it does appear to be getting worse in at least some countries.
In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump marked the day by issuing a statement saying it is with a heavy heart and somber mind that Americans remember the survivors and victims of the Holocaust. Trump pledged to do everything in his power to ensure that the forces of evil never again defeat the powers of good. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival Saturday of the Lunar New Year, which this year is known as the Year of the Rooster. In China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and bow as they prayed for good fortune and health in the coming New Year. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.